Many enrolled in the Bethel area alternative boarding school, the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, were found cheating on computer-based math curriculum. The problem was discovered after many students were tested this fall and found to be below pre-algebra levels. The new school's site administrator, Walt Betts, says that September test scores were terrible.
We thought, well, maybe the kids just weren't testing well. But then we looked at other kids' scores over a long-term period and noticed that students would come into our school with higher math scores than after they'd been here for a year.
The Kuskokwim Learning Academy, known as KLA, is the district's only alternative boarding school in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Its mission is to, quote, act as a dropout prevention program emphasizing alternative education practices. In other words, it's the last stop before dropping out for students in trouble. The school has 65 enrolled students, but no actual math teacher, so mathematics is taught by computer. Students would spend an hour a day being instructed by a system called Alex. They then were free to finish work on their own, but it turns out that wasn't working out so well, says Betts.
It was commonplace for kids when they got to something they didn't understand that they would just Google it and then it would show the answer and then they would put the correct answer into the Alex question. And I think that was pretty widespread.
This meant students appeared more competent than they actually were in courses like algebra and geometry, and as recent as last year, were getting credit for classes that they had no mastery in, but were still able to graduate based on the Alex math test scores. It took the administration a while to figure this out, in part because last year, five of KLA's nine staff members left the school.
There was like a combination of discoveries. Because we had this huge turnover of staff, and most of the people doing the math weren't here anymore, and most of the people running the program weren't here anymore. And so it was a really steep learning curve, and it took a while for us to uncover all of these elements that were contributing to these low scores.
The problem may have existed since 2015, Bett says, when a fire forced the school to move into another school's building.
Whenever there's a catastrophe, like a fire or something like that, it takes time to regroup because it's a certain shock that teachers and students go through. And I think finally the air just started to clear this year and see a road ahead.
Betts told the LKSD school board last week that he hopes to address the situation by increasing the schedule to four classes per semester and moving to a video teleconference system that's used by many other schools in the state. Betts says the system has been difficult to set up in the school's new location in the past, but with the district's help, he's looking forward to offering teleconference classes in pre-algebra and Algebra 2 this spring, and Algebra 1 in geometry in the fall. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.